Blog Talk Radio.
But just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night.
Blog Talk Radio.
But just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The books were open, the judges just in the right. What the heathens know about Black Plight? Lucifer trying to sit high as a satellite. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say a big boom created all life. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They try to change time, sun, day, in the night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say y'all son is named J. Christ. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The scriptures got us black, but the pictures paint us white. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They took Israel and switched them to Ishmaelites. Now you know they don't know about Black Plight. Black Plight.
He pulled that jab out. Look out, Christian. Look out, Muslim. That's how bad you are. Cause your mouth is terrible. It's a weapon of mass destruction. All right, go ahead.
Hallelujah. All praises to the mighty Yahweh, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh of hosts is his name, the creator of Yisrael and the world, and the only savior of Yisrael and the world. We give all praises and all glory to the Almighty above all the earth, whose name is Yahweh and Yahweh alone. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show here on blogtalkradio.com/House of Yisrael, ATL. I'm your host, Isha Yisrael from the House of Yisrael, bringing you the Black Plight Radio Show. This evening, we're going to get into a very provocative topic. Who is the Messiah of Yisrael? Is the Messiah of Yisrael the Passover Lamb that has saved us from our sins today? Is the Messiah of Yisrael the only begotten Son of Yah? Or is the Messiah of Yisrael King David, the firstborn of Yahweh, higher than the kings of all the earth? Or is the Messiah of Yisrael simply a myth? I'm waiting for a guest to call in. He said he would join us this evening. I won't say his name, because if he happens to not call in for whatever reason, I don't want you to have anything bad to say about him. I don't want you to say that he ran. I don't want you to say he was scared. I don't want you to say anything bad about our brother. Well, at the moment, we'll just wait for him to call in. And if you're out there listening and you're going to call in, make sure you press 1 immediately. Press 1 immediately, and you know who I'm speaking about. And call in and press 1 immediately, and we'll instantaneously, as fast as we can, get you on the line. But until then, we're going to get into our very interesting subject tonight. First scripture I want to read to you is in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, and it is in starting at the 12th verse, or the 11th. For Yahweh spoke thus unto me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying. Now Isaiah declared what many of the servants of Yahweh are able to declare, that Yahweh spoke with a strong hand and instructed that we should not walk in the way of these people. that say, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Hallelujah. And that's what the Almighty has not only instructed our great ancient prophet Isaiah, but that's what he also instructed a great prophet that lived on this earth just recently, who was my teacher. And he also instructed me this, this very scripture. And that teacher was none other than the prophet of Yahweh, the man of Elohim, Moriah Elisha Yisrael, from the house of Israel of Cincinnati, Ohio. And I am blessed to be able to be one of his students, one of his students that learned these great words. And when I needed instruction and guidance, he told me these very words: sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Don't walk in the way of the other people. Let's look at a law that Yahweh, and let me make a very clear statement unto all the peoples of the earth that will be able to hear my voice, whether it is live right now or whether you will listen at a recorded edition of this. Let me be clear to all the people of the earth that are listening to this broadcast. Yahweh is the creator, is the only savior, and Yahweh is the only power and only God of the entire earth and all that in there is, the sea and what's under the earth and the heavens, everything that's in the heavens. Yahweh is the Most High, and there is none else. And he chose Yisrael to be his holy people. And the black man and woman in America is part of the house of Yisrael, who is scattered to the four corners of the earth. And I am one of his servants to proclaim the truth. I just wanted to make sure that the people understand when I say Yahweh, I'm not speaking of some insignificant idol who you can buy at a trinket store and put on your wall. Because we are to make no graven images of the Most High, because Yahweh did not come to us in the image of anything. But Yahweh spoke to his people out of the mountain. He made the mountain smoke, and he made thunders and lightnings, and he spoke to us from the top of the mountain, and Yahweh made the mountain melt, and Yahweh made his voice be heard, and he spoke and he said that his name is Yahweh. And he did this, my people. He did this great act when he spoke to us with his own voice and proclaimed his name. He did this when we came up out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And Yahweh did this after he delivered our foreparents, our ancestors, our forefathers. After he delivered us out of Egypt, after he passed over our houses while we were still in Egypt. Yahweh passed over our houses, and he didn't slay us because we put the blood on the doorposts, and we ate a lamb of the first year from the flock of the sheep or the goats or the ox. And we ate this lamb with bitter herbs and our loins girded, staff in our hand, shoes on our feet, and we ate it in haste. And that which we did not consume, we burnt with fire. And none of us went out of our houses until the morning. And the next day, the very next day, the very next morning, the 15th day of the month, of the first month of the year, Yahweh liberated the children of Israel. And he gave us the Ten Commandments. And he did not give us any trinket you can buy at a store. And in these laws, these great laws, that is the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge and the sight of the nations for Israel, this is your wisdom. This is your understanding. These laws that Yahweh gave to his people. As Isaiah stated, Yahweh said, do not go in the way of these people. And Yahweh has a law that justifies what Isaiah said. Yahweh has instruction that clarifies and verifies that we should not go in the way of the people that always want to say a confederacy and fear man, because it's evil to fear man. Because Yahweh told his people to fear him and him only. In Exodus, the 23rd chapter, in the second verse, Yahweh says, you shall not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shall ye speak in a cause to rest, to decline after many, to pervert judgment. The Almighty let us know that we are not to follow the multitude to do evil. And what is evil? What is evil? Evil is anything that is contrary to the laws, statutes, judgments, commandments, precepts, and testimonies of the great Elohim, the Most High over all the earth, Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, whose name was changed to Yisrael. Yahweh's word is truth. And if you're against Yahweh's word, then you're speaking evil. If you do something against Yahweh's word and his instructions, then you're doing evil. So we just learned that there's a whole lot of evil people speaking and doing evil things. And one of those great evil things that our people are doing, because they have not paid attention to the words of the Almighty. So our people are doing some very evil things. Yahweh raised up prophets unto his people so they wouldn't do evil things. But instead, the children of Israel hated the instruction of the Most High and loved the instruction of man. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter. And we'll start reading in the 9th verse. We'll see what the great words of Yahweh are, those words which he has given to his servant Isaiah. And it states here in Isaiah, the 29th chapter, the 9th verse, stay yourselves and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, he has covered. So what is the Creator letting us know here? The Almighty is letting us know that his people, they're drunken and they're staggering, but it's not because they have been sipping on some Hennessy. It's not because they've been drinking from the tap. They're drunk. They stagger because Yahweh poured upon them the spirit of deep sleep. And he did this because, he said, and the vision of them is become to you as the words of a book that is sealed. He said this book is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I am not learned. And this is what our people are saying. I can't understand this. Take it to the rabbi. I can't understand that. Take it to the preacher. Take it to the imam. But they're saying, I'm not learned. I can't read this. We need the Holy Ghost. Or we need the Kabbalah. There's always a reason in another book that they have to go to. There's always somebody else that they're going to have to go to. They can't just go to the Almighty himself. You'll notice that about all the other people that say they are teaching the words of the Most High. They always have to have another commentary. Well, Yahweh said there is no commentary needed with his word. You just hear it and you do it. And he said, wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and that's what they do, and with their lips they do honor me. That's what the people say. They honor and praise the Almighty. They say hallelujah. They say all praises. They say all glory be to the Most High. They say they love the Creator. They say they just want to serve God. But they have removed their heart far from me, saith Yahweh. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. That's why they always have to go somewhere else except this word, because they are going off of what another man is telling them. But Yahweh, the Elohim of the whole earth, in the heavens and the sea and all that therein is, he said that he will send prophets to the children of Yisrael, and that these prophets will speak the words of Yahweh, because Yahweh will put his words in the prophet's mouth. And the prophets will tell you everything you need to know pertaining to the Almighty, because the Almighty will have sent these prophets so that they will be able to warn you from Yah. And one such warning is, who is the Messiah? Who is the anointed of the Most High? So that you won't ever be confused about all these other people that done had oil spilt on their heads or done rubbed their own oil on their head. You'll never be confused, because Yahweh has made it pristinely clear. crystal clear who the Messiah of Yisrael is. The question I have for my brothers and sisters, the questions I have for you. And as I said, we were waiting for a young gentleman to call in and to speak to us about this topic, but he hasn't called. And just in case he does call, or he plans on calling in the future, I'm not going to tell you his name because I don't want you to talk about our brother. That's not why we do these discussions, so you can talk about them and make fun of them if they err in spirit. We do these discussions so we can magnify the laws of Yah, so we can teach the people. And sometimes people don't want to come and magnify Yahweh. And we don't know why those reasons are all the time. But we do know what the scriptures say. Say the righteous are as bold as a lion. So all the righteous, I want you to listen. All the ones that feel that they are right, let's be bold. And see if you can tell me the answer to this question. And see if the answer you have to this question matches up with the words of Yahweh. Here's the question. Who did Yahweh call his firstborn son? Who did Yahweh call his firstborn? Did he call JC his firstborn son? Or somebody else? Well, let's examine the words of Yahweh. And where are the words of Yahweh? Let me show you where the words of Yahweh are. The words of Yahweh are found in the Holy Scriptures. And these scriptures are called the Holy Scriptures, or the Scriptures of Truth, or the Book of Yahweh. The Almighty told Isaiah to bind up his laws amongst his disciples. So only the disciples of the Most High possess his word. Who else possesses his word? It's in the book of Psalms, division 147, in verse 19, states here, he shows his word unto Yaakov, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Hallelujah! So, only the children of Israel have the true word of Yah. And we're going to look in this true word of Yahweh. And we're going to see what Yahweh said about who is his firstborn son. In Psalms 89. And we're also going to see who Yahweh said is who Yahweh called his Messiah, his Holy One. Psalms 89, we'll start reading. And this is the Meshkil of Ethan the Ezrahite. And didn't you know that this man was a prophet? Yes, he was. Now let's look here in Psalms 89. And just so we understand who's speaking, we'll start at verse 18. For Yahweh is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, this is what Yahweh said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. And the one that he chose out of the people is this person that he's about to mention. I have found David, my servant. with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. Who did Yahweh say he anointed? That's how you become a Messiah. If you did not know how you become a Messiah, let me briefly show you what the Almighty said about being anointed, because that's what the word Messiah means. Mashiach, it means anointed. So the only way you're anointed in the divine order of the Creator is that you're called by him from his own mouth. Yahweh himself will speak to you in a vision or dream. Yahweh will send one of his holy representatives to you, and they might anoint you with oil, but with a very special oil, with a holy oil. You can't just take some olive oil and pour it on your head. You cannot just do that. That's not what makes you holy. You cannot just have a box of oil, as there was in the New Testament, and some lady just drop it on your head, and now you're anointed. There's only one way for you to be anointed with oil, and that way is by the holy oil that the Almighty instructed his servant Moshe to make. And he instructed him to make that oil in a very peculiar way. And that oil could not be duplicated, because if you tried to duplicate it, it was a death sentence. Nobody is to duplicate the oil that the Almighty has made, has instructed his servants to make. And so, when Yahweh told David, and he let his prophets know, that he anointed David with his holy oil, this oil is what made him the anointed of Yahweh. And I want to show you where he did this. It's in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. David was anointed for a while, way before he actually sat on the throne in Israel. David has been anointed, and this anointing is forever. Go to the book of 1 Samuel, and we're going to start reading in the 16th chapter, and we're going to start reading in the 11th verse. Jesse had showed Samuel all of his sons, except the last and youngest one, who was out tending to chores. In Samuel 16 and 11, it states, 1 Samuel 16 and 11, it states, and Samuel said to Jesse, "Are here all your children?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, and behold, he keeps the sheep." And Samuel said to Yeshai, or Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he come here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and also of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look upon. And Yahweh said, "Arise, anoint him." Who said that? Yahweh did. He said, "Arise." This is what Yahweh said. This is not what anybody else told Samuel. T.D. Jakes, Jesse Jackson, nobody anointed him. Nobody but the holy prophet of the Most High, as was instructed by Yahweh himself. He said, and Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for he is he, for this is he. And then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. Hallelujah. So we see that David is truly the anointed of Yahweh. Truly. And Yahweh made an everlasting covenant with David that he would be his anointed forever. And that the sons that came from his loins will be the anointed, will be the king, will be the kings in Israel. But if they forsook Yahweh, Yahweh would punish them and Yahweh would correct them. But from David, Yahweh would never take away his mercy. And that Yahweh would allow the throne of David to flourish upon David's own head. This is what Yahweh said about David. As we go back to Psalms 89 to read some more of this great prophecy and testimony given to the special people of Yah. We were in verse 21, where Yahweh himself said, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes from before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. Listen to this. He shall cry unto me, you art my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. Also, Yahweh says, also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. And that him is David, as was already mentioned at the top of this testimony. Yahweh, from his own mouth, called David not only the Messiah, but David is also the firstborn, chosen out of the people. Because we have to understand, who are these people Yahweh is speaking about? Let's get understanding, because it is always great to get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get ye wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. Let's get some understanding and let's see how David is the firstborn. He's chosen out of the people. Let's see who these people are. Exodus, the 4th chapter, the 21st verse. We're going to see something that I love to see. Something that I love to hear. Every time I see it and every time I hear it, I get more and more excited. It says in Exodus 4 and 21, and this is what I love to see right here. And Yahweh said, isn't that amazing? Isn't that great and abundant in truth and power that we are very fortunate to be able to know that there is hope. There is mercy. There is salvation. Because the King of all the heaven, the King of all the earth, the King of all the sea, the King of everything that is created within all the creation, whose name is Yahweh, he said something to a man. And that man was Moshe. And Moshe was a son of Yisrael. And Yahweh said to Moshe, when you go to return to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. And then it states, and you shall say to Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh. Again, we see Yahweh, he's righteous. So he's bold. He's bolder than a lion. Because Yahweh, he made the lion. So the lion can only be as bold as Yahweh's made him. But Yahweh's bolder than a lion, so he has no problem proclaiming that he spoke. He said, thus says Yahweh, Yisrael is my son, even my firstborn. Yisrael, the nation of Yisrael. Go to Hosea, the 11th chapter, and we'll see that this is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And that's how Yahweh taught us and instructed us to hear his word and to learn and study his word. He taught us that. He taught us that by his prophet Isaiah and just recently by his prophet Elisha Yisrael. He taught us that. Look in Hosea, the 11th chapter, in the first verse, it states, when Yisrael was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. He didn't say when Jesus was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. That's not written. For those that want to say that JC is the Messiah, that's not what it states. What it states is Israel is the son of Yah that was called out of Egypt. And why was we in Egypt to be called out of in the first place? Because the Almighty put us there to be afflicted in an iron furnace so that we would call on him and that he would deliver us and do something great. And that great thing was that Yahweh passed over our houses. He did that. But what did he do to the houses of the Egyptians, of the children of Mizraim? Yahweh killed every firstborn in Egypt. Every firstborn from him that sat on the throne of Pharaoh to the maidservant that stood behind the mill and all the firstborn of the cattle. Yahweh slew them all, but he passed over the houses of the children of Yisrael, and the Almighty did not take not one of the Israelites' seed. Hallelujah. So, he called us out of Egypt, his son, and we are those people. And he chose David from the people to be his firstborn. All praises and all glory to the Almighty Yah. Also, is the Messiah of Israel the Passover lamb? Because it's been taught in the churches, it's been taught throughout the earth, that JC, the Christ of the New Testament, some call him Yeshua, some call him Yehoshua, some call him Yahawashah, some call him Jesus. But whatever you call this person, this idol, whatever you call and I call him a devil. That's what I call him. You know why I call him a devil? Because Yahweh called him a devil. Now, you hear all your life that Christ is the Most High, that Christ is the archangel, that Christ is this, that Christ is that. But the truth is, he's engraven image, some trinkets you buy from the store. You put them on your walls. You put them on your chains. You're putting them on your hand and your cars. He's a trinket. He's an idol. He's a graven image. And you know what Yahweh called these idols? He called them devils. So JC is a devil. And I'm approved that he called him a devil. But first question was, is he the Passover lamb? Is he the Passover at all? Look in 1 Corinthians. Let's see what the New Testament has to say. And why did I make such a distinction about what Yahweh said and how Yahweh said it and where Yahweh's name was? Because Yahweh says, sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself. And so I wanted to make sure I sanctified him. But I also wanted to make sure you understood and understand that nowhere in the New Testament, so-called New Testament, do you see Yahweh's name mentioned not one place, not at all. And I dare any person on the face of the earth, even if you're on the space station, I dare you, wherever you are, to call this show right now. 423-443-7418. Call us now on the Black Plight Radio Show and show us where Yahweh is mentioned in the book of the New Testament. Show us where he's mentioned in the Quran. Show us where he's mentioned in the Tao Te Ching. Show us where he's mentioned in the I Ching. Show us where he's mentioned in the Gilgamesh. Show us where Yahweh is mentioned in the Netu Neter, or the book of coming forth by day and coming forth by night. Show us where Yahweh is mentioned in the Emerald Tablets of THOT. Show us where Yahweh is mentioned on the walls of Egypt. Just show us one place where Yahweh is sanctified as he is sanctified in his book, his only book, the book that he gave to his people, the Holy Scriptures. The Scriptures are true. The book of Yah. Just show us one place where he's mentioned, and I will give you my paycheck and every single cent that I earn for the rest of my life, and I will teach your religion. Just show us. But for now, and that number is 323-443-7418. And if you can't reach it when you hear this message, call 513-237-5911. Remember, and it's an emergency, 5911, 513-237-5911. Call us at that number, and you can proclaim you know it, and I will hurry to have your words proclaimed before the world so we can know that you have found something that we have been looking for. But let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians and let's see how the New Testament describes JC, how Paul wants you to think about him. Go to 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And we might have to do a part 2 to this, because we're not only dealing with is who is the Messiah of Israel, which we've already established, and that is David. And we're going to look at some more scriptures about that. We also want to magnify the law of the Passover. But we must get this ridiculous and ironious and foolish doctrine away from our people that JC died for your sins and that you no more have to worry about the Passover because he's now your Passover. That's what the preachers are lying to you in the church is about. That Christ is your Passover. He's your Passover lamb. By his blood, Most High is passing over you. By his blood, ha, he's passing over you. That's what they want you to believe. But by only Christ's blood is Yahweh indicting you and coming for you because you have the blood of Christ on your hands. So we want to sanctify Yah's holy time, which we are going into right now. It is the 10th day of the first month of the year unto Yisrael. And that means in very soon, on the 14th day, at evening, it will be the Passover. And we want to make sure we remember this because we are to remember the Passover forever. And we don't want it to be mingled and muddled up with JC trying to say he is the Passover. And this is what Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 5, and let's start at verse 4. Let's see who Paul comes in the name of. Paul said, in the name of R-L-O-R-D, in the name of their master, JC. Whoa. Now, I just finished reading various scriptures where Yahweh is the Most High and the prophets came in the name of Yahweh. But now we see this so-called apostle, this so-called servant, this so-called anointed man, this so-called preacher, teacher, whatever you want to call Paul. He said in the name of his master, JC, when you are gathered together in my spirit, in the spirit of Christ. Oh, when you're gathered in the spirit of Christ, you're not gathered at all. You're separated. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. You're separated in the spirit of Christ. So this is a contradiction. And with the power of our master, or of their master, I should say, because he's not my master, with the power of their master, JC. And that's no power at all. Because all power and all glory belong unto Yahweh. Look in the book of Isaiah. Let's take you to, I believe we want to go to Isaiah, around the 42nd chapter. In the 8th verse, it states here, I am Yahweh. This is what the Creator has said. I am Yahweh. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. And that's what JC is, a graven image. So he has no glory. He has no power. Here, back in Corinthians, in the 5th verse, says, to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of JC. There is no day of JC. Where do you ever see written in the holy scriptures of Yahweh a day of JC? JC doesn't even know the day. That's what he said. He said, no man, no angel, nobody knows the day. So why now do we have a day of JC? Now you got a day of JC. What happened to the day of Yahweh? You don't want the day of Yahweh because it is like you running from a bear and a lion gets you. It's like you're running from a snake or you're running from a lion. And you get into your house and you lean your hand on the wall and a snake bites you. Poisonous one. You don't want the day of Yah. So now we hear about the day of JC. But there is no day of JC. Verse 6 says, your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? It sure does, Paul. A little bit of your pride messes up the whole thing. It say, one sinner destroys much good. And whatever little good JC spoke about, Paul has destroyed it. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Isn't that a lie? Don't ever get it confused that the Christ of the New Testament is the Passover for anybody. Can strangers even celebrate the Passover? Can they? The only way a stranger that could keep a Passover were strangers that were born in the house or brought with our money. And only if they were to get circumcised. This is in the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, the 12th and the 13th verse. And also Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 43 and 44. That's the only way a stranger could keep the Passover. Not if they confess the name of Christ. Nowhere have you ever saw JC tell you that you must call on his name so you can be part of Yahweh's Passover. But we see Paul has tried to link Christ to the Passover. Well, let's look in Exodus, the 12th chapter. Because the Messiah, who is David, was never called the Passover. But let's look in Exodus, the 12th chapter. David himself had to keep the Passover. Here in Exodus 12, let's look starting at the first verse. And again, we're going to see something great. And we're going to take callers in 7 minutes and 24 seconds. But here we see that we're going to see something magnificent in Exodus 12 and 1. And Yahweh spoke unto Moshe and Aaron, in the land of Egypt, saying, you see what it said again? Yahweh didn't come in the name of Christ or the name of Noah. He didn't come in the name of Moses. He didn't come in the name of Enoch. Did not come in the name of any man, but he came in the name of Yahweh. This month shall be to you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of the month of this month, like today was, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, and a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. First thing I want to highlight that disqualifies Christ as being a Passover sacrifice. First, he's not a lamb. I know they want to call him the Lamb of God, but he's not a lamb. Yahweh was literally talking about a yearling of your cattle. A lamb. Literally talking about a lamb, a bear, a goat, a sheep, from an ox, not a man. I know they rhyme, but he wants you to have a lamb and not a man. Take a lamb, and it has to be without blemish. They beat JC so bad, as the story goes. He was bloody and weary. He had blemishes all over him. How is he going to be the Passover? And not only that, he wasn't 1 year old. Your lamb shall be. This is a commandment of Yah. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, not the 33rd year. You shall take it out from the sheep. And he's not speaking metaphorically here. He's not comparing a sheep to a man here. The Almighty say in one place that the sheep of Yah's pasture are men. See, he's talking to you poetically there. But here, he's telling you literally what you need to do. Literally, take out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. That means take very good care of this lamb. Don't let it get any blemishes. Watch over it. Protect it. Get it clean and good. You're about to eat it. Keep it up until the 14th day of the month, of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Yisrael shall kill it in the evening. So it was a whole nation of people killing lambs, not Pontius Pilate and some centurions and some Jews, so-called, ringing this man up on a cross and letting him hang and bleed to death and stabbing him in the side. This is not what Yahweh was talking about. He was talking about what we just read. So JC cannot be the Passover at all. Corinthians is a lie. Paul is a lie, and the truth is not in him. So, again, Yahweh never said that David was a Passover sacrifice. Yahweh never said that David was any kind of death sacrifice at all. You didn't have to kill David for you to be saved. As a matter of fact, David was never sent to die for your sins, nor was any other man sent to die for your sins. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, in the 16th verse, and we'll see what this states. It states in Deuteronomy 24, verse 16, "The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin." So whoever believes that someone can die for your sin, I want you to call 323-443-7418 right now. If you can show where any man or child has ever died for the sins of another man, prove it right now. Prove it tonight. Prove it. And if you can't prove it because you're not able to get to me right now, call this number on Sunday at 3:30 and prove it to More Elkanah of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We don't care what show you call, but if you're going to prove it, just prove it. And we'll open the floor to you and let you prove it. But Yahweh said that no man can die for your sins. I said we will go to the phone lines in 7 minutes and 24 seconds, and that time has arrived. And we're going to have to continue this program next week. Who is the Messiah of Israel? Because there's a lot of things with this. Maybe our brother will call next week and we'll get to speak to him. But right now I'm going to our callers who would like to make a comment. First, going to area code 828. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, good brother. How you doing?
All right, brother, how are you? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is Shalom Israel, you know, and I just wanted to call and give glory and praise to the Most High Yahweh. You know, he is our Savior and deliverer of Israel and even the world, you know, and there is nobody else but Yahweh. You know, he is the creator of the heavens and earth, you know, and I'm just going to pray that our people wake up to the truth of who we are and who Yah is, and that the New Testament is a lie and contrary to Yah's laws. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is the truth. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, brother. Thank you for your call. Everything you said is the truth. Hallelujah. Going to our next caller, 614 area code. Hallelujah. Shalom. You're on the air.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's going on, my brother? How you doing, man?
All praises to the mighty Yahweh.
All praises to the Holy One, Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And I don't want to prove that Christ died for nobody's sins, because I know that's a lie. I just want to say I thank Yahweh for opening my eyes to this truth. I thank Yahweh for his mercy. I thank Yahweh for his patience with us as a nation and his love for us that he has of us and giving us this word. That's all I wanted to say, man. And brother, keep doing the good work, man. You're doing outstanding, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praise to the mighty Yah. Praise Yahweh, brother. Thank you for your call. Shalom. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to our next caller. It's a 513 area code. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, my brother.
Shalom, brother.
Oh, I tell you, I just wanted to give you kudos that Yah has certainly made you an outstanding teacher. And that the illustration you made.
I'm sorry, brother. Do you mind turning down your radio in the background?
Not at all. The illustration that you made to show the Passover, the way the Christians and heathens use it, as compared to the truth of what Yahweh said, I think it's a wonderful illustration so that our people can begin to separate and discern. And that's why we have to be thankful for the prophet that came in our midst in captivity to free us up, to give us that option. So, job well done, brother. May Yah bless you forever and carry on.
Shalom, hallelujah. Shalom. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you also, too, forever, brother. Thank you for your call. Shalom.
Shalom, my brother.
Hallelujah. If anybody else would like to call to make a comment or has any questions at all, if you have any questions at all about the Passover, and we haven't even been able to get real good into the Passover, but we're going to get into it because it's the season for that Passover. But we're going to go to our caller right now, area code 678. Shalom, you're on the air. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Elder Hadiah, shalom. Hallelujah.
Praise mighty Yah. It's so good hearing you, your voice, hearing you live again. I missed you, and I that great teaching is so on time. Praise Almighty Yah. I'm just listening, and I'm just thankful that Yah brought me into the knowledge of knowing who I am, whose I am, where I really live, my address, and I am just so thankful. Although it's very sad to say that many of our young people don't know, don't want to know, and it's just very hurtful, and it beats you down sometimes. But I just want to thank and praise the mighty Yah for you and your just the great tenacity you have to keep on coming back and plugging in. Don't stop. Praise the mighty Yah.
Well, hallelujah. Appreciate your call, my elder beautiful sister. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Shalom. If anybody else would like to glorify the Most High, call in 323-443-7418. And I wanted to make a comment. The Almighty Yahweh, He is the Creator. He is the only Savior, and there is none else besides Him. And I want to praise Yahweh, because Yahweh woke me up to His truth. Yahweh allowed me to seek Him. Yahweh guided me to a place so I can hear the true and living words of Yahweh. And when He allowed me to start really learning His truth, He guided me to a man who was His servant and was His messenger. And this man was Moray Elisha Yisrael, who became my spiritual father, who taught me and mentored me and showed me so much in these scriptures. And you know what he taught me? This great prophet, this great man of Elohim that lived in our midst, this prophet that was here in Babylon, he taught me the same thing Jeremiah has taught us. He taught me the same thing Isaiah and Ezekiel has taught us. But I want to look and I want to show you what he taught me. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, no, I'm going to start in the 6th. This is what this great prophet, whose shoes I will never be able to fill, whose works I will never be able to duplicate, and nobody else that I know will. All I can do is magnify Yahweh and sanctify Yahweh of hosts Himself, as He has taught me to do. And therefore, I want to show you something. In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, in the 6th verse, it states, "For as much as there is none like to you, O Yahweh, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of nations? Who would not fear the Almighty? For to you does it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. Their stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver is spread into plates and brought from Tarshish, and gold from Ufaz, the work of the workmen and the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is in their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men." You see what we get on this earth. "But Yahweh is the true power. Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting King. At His wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide in his indignation. Hallelujah. I just wanted to magnify the Almighty in his truth. He is the true Elohim, the true power. And this great, magnificent, awesome, and awe-inspiring Elohim chose you, black man and woman, and these United Snakes of America to be his people. And he's called you by the name of Yisrael. And he has said, come out of her. Come out of Babylon and serve him on the Shabbat day, which is tomorrow at the rising of the sun. Put away your false deities. Christ is not your Passover. Yahweh has sent his spirit to pass over your house. And he slew all the firstborn of Egypt. And then he liberated us, as we was reading in Exodus, the 12th chapter. Yahweh, he chose us. Look at another scripture. In the book of Exodus, as a matter of fact, I said I was going to show you some more about David. And let's look and show the greatness of Yahweh and how David is the Messiah. He's not the Passover, nor is Christ. And Christ is not even the Messiah. So the question I have, and we still have time for anybody to call and to prove anything that I've said wrong, 323-443-7418. Or you can confirm the words of these testimonies of Yahweh, whichever you would like to do. We still have time, and if anybody wants to answer any of these questions I've asked, I asked, who did Yahweh call his firstborn? And you see, nowhere in the scriptures did he say JC. Nowhere did he say Christ, and nowhere in the New Testament was Yahweh ever mentioned or mentioned by anybody, called upon by anybody. Yahweh never spoke to anybody in the New Testament, so we don't even need to look in the New Testament, because the burden of truth is on those that say the New Testament is the word of the Almighty. I want you to call us and proclaim before the world that Yahweh has spoken the New Testament. Show us, because I know that it's not in there. I know it because I looked for it, and I looked for it because I was instructed to check it out, because my teacher taught me. He said, hey, you'll never find Christ, Yahweh mentioning Christ, Yahweh speaking to Christ. Anybody saying, thus saith the Lord, or Yahweh spoke unto me, or God spoke to me. That's what the prophet of Yahweh, Elisha Israel, taught us. And it's the truth. None of his words have fallen to the ground. So I want you, you scholars, you biblical scholars, doctors of divinity, show me those divine words. Until then, answer this question for me. Who did Yahweh give for a commander, prince, shepherd, witness, a leader, and a king for Israel forever? Who? Was it David, or was it the Christ of the New Testament? Well, of course, I'm going to tell you the truth. Look in Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Look here, in the 20th verse, it states, "Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, to them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Because you have thrust with side and with shoulder, and pushed all the diseased with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad." That's what you evil ministers have done. You've done this, and you've scattered the holy people of Yah, and you've thrust aside, and you've taken advantage of Yahweh's people. And Yahweh said he's going to judge. He said, "Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, Yahweh," you hear? Who's speaking? Hallelujah. Yahweh is speaking, because he said, "I." That's just, he's speaking to you. He's speaking to you, because he said, "I, Yahweh, will be their Elohim, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it." Seals it right there. That's the stamp. Yahweh spoke it. So he said David's going to be a shepherd, and David's going to be a prince. Look in Isaiah 55, verse 3. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, verse 3. See the greatness of the Most High, how he proclaims his great and awesome name, and he's not afraid to do it. Why is it so absent in all these other so-called books? Because Yahweh never spoke to anybody else but these prophets who I'm reading about right now. That's how I know Yahweh spoke to Moriah Elisha. Because Moriah Elisha taught that a day begins in the morning, as the Passover is at the 14th day at evening. And the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread does not begin at the same time, nor does the Feast of Unleavened Bread begin at night of the 14th. So we need to speak about these things, and we will in the next couple of weeks during the season of the Passover and during the season of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I'm going to stop what I'm reading right now because we have a guest that we were waiting to call the whole time. He's just called, and I want to just let him speak, but I want to see if he's going to be able to spend some time with us in the future also. Shalom, my brother Edmiah.
Shalom, Edmiah here. How you doing? Shalom to you, and Shabbat shalom to you.
Shalom, brother. Shalom. And we was hoping you would be able to call in the beginning of the show.
Yes, indeed. Sabbath preparations here as well. Been kind of rather busy, rather very, very busy time. Would have liked to have called a little bit earlier. I didn't know exactly what time you all were going to be on this evening, but I did have a series of perception from the scriptures that I'd kind of like to share.
Well, brother, let me say this, because our show started at 8 o'clock, and
okay.
I received your messages, and I left you a message also, and I guess maybe we just didn't communicate well enough. But let me ask you this first. Would you be willing to come on our show next week that will be on the sixth day at night. It'll be at the evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and your Central Time, so that'll be 7 p.m. your time. If you'd be willing to come on our show next week, and we'll be able to have a full-length discussion.
I can look forward to that. Yes, indeed.
Okay, and also I would like to also tell the people the name of the congregation you're from.
We are called Covenant Restoration or Covenant Remembrance Ministries. And, of course, for those who understand the point, everything written in the scriptures relates to the Messiah ultimately comes to restore all things and to bring all things to remembrance, even as the Holy Spirit must do.
Yes.
So taking that into consideration that all the prophets spoke of things that are still yet to come, it is quite obvious that if we are going to look forward to that ultimate sense of justice, that redemption in the midst of all the diverse standards of the nations, that we have to consider all things said so that we indeed we can prepare to truly be one.
Yeah, that's right, brother. And we've been speaking tonight about the Messiah, who is the Messiah. And I asked a couple questions. I'm not sure if you were able to hear any of the questions I've asked. So let me ask you this question, and this is something we could talk about next week, but I just want to, if you could just give me your straight answer and tell me who this is, and we'll see what we'll be able to speak about next week. But the question is, who did Yahweh call his firstborn son?
He called Ephraim his firstborn.
Yes, he called Ephraim his firstborn. Let me ask you this. Did Yahweh call the Christ of the New Testament or Yeshua his firstborn son?
What I would relate to with regard to that is we understand that idea about the only begotten relates firstborn in a lot of respects. But I think there's something that really truly needs to be understood before we even start talking about the idea
Let me ask you this again. We just need a simple answer. Did the Most High ever call Yeshua his son, his firstborn son, his only begotten son, or even did he even call him the Messiah?
You're speaking with regard to earlier testimony.
Did he, out of the Holy Scriptures, did Yahweh speak and call Yeshua the Messiah, his firstborn son, his only begotten son? Either one of those, did he say that about him?
What I prefer to relate, because there's a lot of things in per se New Testament that you at this point disavow, but what I prefer to do at this point before I even answer that question is to relate to all the scriptures that relate to who he did say is the Messiah.
Well, that's
and
what
the
we was
actually used in Isaiah 44:45.
That's what we were speaking about this evening. We spoke about who Yahweh called the Messiah, and we wanted to know if you agreed or disagreed with that.
I agree without question that the one that is mentioned in Isaiah 44-45, whose name was not Cyrus, actually, there's a reason why his empire was called Kurdistan. The scriptures relate him very definitively as the Messiah, as the Messiah, as the anointed one, as the deliverer, as the shepherd, as the one who proves foolish the various ideals.
Who is that person today? Who do we know of that person is today?
With regard to the one that whose title was called the Kurdi?
Yeah, yes, sir. Who do we know of that person today?
He is the one that is to be revealed according to Isaiah 24, according to Zephaniah 3, according to Numbers 24.
Well, let me ask you this, sir, because our time is running low. What is his name?
What do you mean by what is his name?
The name of this Messiah you're speaking about.
That is an interesting question. Very interesting question.
That's why I'm asking next week that you call in, because I know you're a teacher there in of the Covenant. Say that name again, the Covenant.
Yep. Remembrance Ministries.
So we want to give you the time to explain your doctrine, but we just want to know so our listeners know what they're about to get into next week. What is the name of the Messiah you're speaking about? Can you just give us his name?
In the ancient Aramaic or in the Semitic tongue, there's something to be understood about this title that Greeks have translated to call Christ. There's an ancient term called Kurdi. It means the righteous one or the one who brings men into the light.
Let me say this again, so because we only have 5 minutes left. That's a title. You're talking about a title. I'm asking, what is the name? See, David was the king in Israel, and we called him King David, Melech Dawi. So what was the name, not the title, but the name? And if you could tell me that, because I do have some announcements to make to my listening audience, and I would love to have you on our show next week, but can you tell us his name?
That is something I believe that according to Isaiah 49, is a thing concealed until its time.
Okay, will you be able to reveal that next week?
I can relate a lot of things, but like I said, fully revealing everything there, I think it needs to be looked. I can tell you where you can find a lot of this information. There's a website of mine called hiddengospel.com. There's one called the Secret Name.
Okay.
There's much to be looked at because...
So that's hiddengospel.com.
HiddenGospel.com. I'll look up the article for you as we speak.
All right. Let me say this, brother. Let me say this because our time is winding down and I do have some announcements to make. But I would love and I hope that you can call us at 7 p.m. your time, 8 p.m. our time, Eastern Standard Time, next week, so we can have a full hour and a half conversation on who you see the Messiah as, how you can prove him through the scriptures, the Old Testament and New Testament, or whatever other book you would like to bring forth. We would appreciate that you do that. Okay, brother?
I look forward to that, but I would like to also relate to you quickly, if I may.
Well, let me make these announcements real quickly here. I have to make these announcements to the listening audience. And the announcements that I would like to make is that people, that our people must know and understand that Yahweh's Passover will be on the 14th day of the first month at evening, and that date coincides with the 26th of this month, of the heathen month of M-A-R-C-H, in that evening. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the very next day, the 15th day of the month, beginning in the morning on the 15th day, which will coincide with the 27th, and that will be next week. And we would like our people to understand that to get the leaven out of your houses.
Absolutely.
Get the leaven out of your houses. That we know that we're not able to keep the Passover in America because the Almighty said, thou shalt only sacrifice the Passover in the place where he placed his name at. But we are to remember the Passover, and we are to make sure we take all the leaven out of all our houses and to eat unleavened bread. And also, listen to Holy Shabbat services online at House of Israel, ATL.org if you cannot come to a holy convocation in your respective cities. That's House of Israel, ATL.org. And also listen to Moria Elkanah's broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/House of Israel, ATL, on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. And I believe he's having a special guest host, Moria Yehoshua from the House of Israel of Jacksonville, Florida. And until then, we want all our people to make sure we serve Yahweh and Yahweh only, because Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the House of Israel and the Black Plight Radio Show. All right, brother?
I was going to simply say, sir, salutations and blessings to all on this upcoming Shabbat. But what I want to relate quickly is there's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com. You can also find it HiddenIsrael.com, spelled with a Y. There's an article on there called Secret Name, Isaiah 49, the secret name. And in the midst of it, it relates all the various names, i.e. titles, or let's just say, if you will, characteristics of the Messiah that must be put in his name.
Well, that's great. That's HiddenIsrael with a Y at .com or HiddenGospel.com, and that is the secret name article. We'll examine that, and we'll love to discuss with you this very provocative topic, the Messiah of Israel, next week, your time, 7 p.m., our time in Eastern Standard Time, and the time that the show begins, 8 p.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com/House of Israel, ATL. We're looking forward to the brother, Edmiah, from the Covenant, what was it again?
Covenant Remembrance Ministries, Ed Emia.
Covenant Remembrance Ministries.
Secret City Prophecies. There's an article called Secret City Prophecies and another one called Early Church Origin.
All right.
explains a lot about those very prophecies.
And we'll speak on that, and hallelujah, and we'll love to hear from everybody.